Chapter 18. The Divine Power and Mercy. The Eternal is the judge of all things without exception. The Lord alone is just. Whom has he made equal to describing his works? And who can probe his mighty deeds? Who can measure his majestic power, or exhaust the tale of his mercies? One cannot lessen, nor increase, nor penetrate the wonders of the Lord. When a man ends, he is only beginning, and when he stops, he is still bewildered. What is man? Of what worth is he? The good, the evil in him, what are these? The sum of a man's days is great if it reaches 100 years. Like a drop of sea water, like a grain of sand, so are these few years among the days of eternity. That is why the Lord is patient with men, and showers upon them his mercy. He sees and understands that their death is grievous, and so he forgives them all the more. Man may be merciful to his fellow man, but the Lord's mercy reaches all flesh, reproving, admonishing, teaching, as a shepherd guides his flock. Merciful to those who accept his guidance, who are diligent in his precepts. The necessity of prudence. My son, to your charity, add no reproach, nor spoil any gift by harsh words. Like dew that abates a burning wind, so does a word improve a gift. Sometimes the word means more than the gift. Both are offered by a kindly man. Only a fool upbraids before giving. A grudging gift wears out the expectant eyes. Be informed before speaking. Before sickness, prepare the cure. Before you are judged, seek merit for yourself. And at the time of visitation, you will have a ransom. Before you have fallen, humble yourself. When you have sinned, show repentance. Delay not to forsake sins. Neglect it not till you are in distress. Let nothing prevent the prompt payment of your vows. Wait not to fulfill them when you are dying. Before making a vow, have the means to fulfill it. Be not one who tries the Lord. Think of wrath and the day of death, the time of vengeance when he will hide his face. Remember the time of hunger in the time of plenty, poverty and want in the day of wealth. Between morning and evening, the weather changes. Before the Lord, all things are fleeting. A wise man is circumspect in all things. When sin is rife, he keeps himself from wrongdoing. Any learned man should make wisdom known, and he who attains to her should declare her praise. Those trained in her words must show their wisdom, dispensing sound proverbs like life-giving waters. Self-control. Go not after your lusts, but keep your desires in check. If you satisfy your lustful appetites, they will make you the sport of your enemies. Have no joy in the pleasures of a moment, which bring on poverty redoubled. Become not a glutton and a winebibber, with nothing in your purse.